Deep Strength, Part 8. Deep Church. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction. Deep Strength Feature. Deep Strength, Deep Humility, Deep Vulnerability, Deep Priority, Deep Friendship, Deep Endurance, Deep Church Spiritual Reflection. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. The church was strengthened and grew larger. That's because they worshiped the Lord and the Holy Spirit helped them. Acts chapter 9 verse 31 Nerve. Now may a way be opened up for us to come to you. May our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus do this. 12. May the Lord make your love grow. May it be like a rising flood. May your love for one another increase. May it also increase for everyone else. May it be just like our love for you. 13. May the Lord give you strength in your hearts. Then you will be holy and without blame in the sight of our God and Father. May that be true when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 11 to 13 Nerve spiritual questions. What is the connection between a strong church and growth? What are 3 to 5 qualities of a strong church based on the scriptures above? How do you think greater spiritual depth could make a church strong? What is the spiritual health and strength level of your small group in the church? How would you describe the spiritual depth and strength of each Christian? What is the level of willingness to serve, take responsibility, or lead? How has your spiritual depth and strength affected the above? Remember to identify both strengths and weaknesses. What can you do in your own life, family, and house church to make the church strong? Spiritual prayer. The goal of this prayer is to talk with God about your church, how you can celebrate its strengths, and what personal contribution you can make to turn its weaknesses into strengths. This prayer probably has more relevance for the world around you than any other prayer you have said during this quiet time series. If our prayers can strengthen the church as a whole to fulfill its destiny, more will occur to change the world than through any individual effort we can make. Take time out to ask God to help you care. Take time out to ask God to help you care about the entire church. Inquire of God for insight about how He might like you to contribute. Should you be leading, studying the Bible with people to help them develop a relationship with God, or working hard to strengthen those whose faith has grown weak? Make a pledge or commitment to God to build not only your life but the church as well, and ask Him to incline your heart to feel this deeply, so you are intrinsically rather than extrinsically motivated. Intrinsic motivation is healthier and more sustainable. Spiritual commitment. Every Christian should read the book of Acts regularly to remind them of how the church looks when it truly reflects God's kingdom. So we will make Acts the reading commitment for this quiet time, with the goal of making the lives of faith found in this book the objective standard for every Christian and church, rather than our subjective opinions. Spiritual conversation. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. 12. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Romans chapter 1 verses 11 to 12 NIV. This should be among the most exhilarating and enjoyable spiritual conversations you have ever had as you dream about the kingdom. Spend time brainstorming how to make your relationships and small groups in the church stronger, so you can collectively make a greater difference in the lives you touch. Work to build each other's faith that God wants His church to live again. Creatively examine what was done in the first century and develop cool ways to do the same thing in a 21st century way.